Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lose the weight for good.
Steve Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan
and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
What a shame, as Peter informs me. Peter Hoffman on the other side of the glass. And Peter is really into MMA, does a podcast. Peter, before I mention about, well, let me mention first, I'm getting ahead of myself, Jay Brews. He went 0 for 5 tonight. He's sitting 152 on the season. But he had a big three-run home run in one of those games. But I think that's the only hit he's had so far in this very young season. Peter, real quick, give yourself with the podcast and the MMA that you're involved in. And as much as Paulie knows from the wrestling, and Peter knows from wrestling too, but he also is really into the MMA. Tell us about your podcast.
Thanks, Steve. It's called Outside the Cage. I co-host it with Isaac Feldman. We do weekly podcasts. We just did an interview, actually, with Max Holloway, who's the featherweight champ, going to go for the lightweight champ interim belt next week, April 13th, for UFC 236 versus Dustin Poirier. But it's every week we get different guests. We've interviewed boxers, WWE stars, UFC stars, you name it, we interview them. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's popular. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. By the way, have you seen, are there any new Hostel movies coming out?
No, not Hostel, but I did see there's Pet Sematary. The remake is coming out.
Yes. No,
Stephen King, one of the greats.
That's right. And this is like Pet Sematary, and these are like zombie cats.
Zombie
right?
cats, yes. Correct.
They come back from the dead.
They get hit by a truck, and then they come back.
What do you mean they get hit by a truck?
They get hit by the truck, then? Isn't that
No, the kid gets hit by the truck.
No, they come out of a grave.
Well, they bury them in the grave. They bury them in the pet cemetery, but there's,
Right.
There's some secrets in this pet cemetery that they didn't know about, that they come back from the dead.
And Paul Arzuman, who does so much with the production, he loves cats. I asked him if he was going to go and see it. No, he's not.
No chance. Did you see the trailer for the new Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix?
No.
Oh, it looks wonderful. Looks really good. On the subject of movies trailers, since, no sports tonight. The Joaquin Phoenix, it looks really good.
Yeah, all right, good. I mean, giving us some. And Peter knows from Hostel, he knows from Shark Week. What is
The Meg. Did you see The Meg yet, by the way? That's the latest shark movie to come out.
No.
It came out last year, but it's on like HBO now, so it's fantastic. You have to see it, Steve.
What is your favorite, and you're into it, what is your favorite horror movie of all time?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's such a tough one. I mean, I'm a big Nightmare on Elm Street fan, but, man.
It's an easy call.
The Descent. The Descent is by far one of the best movies ever. It's about five women going spelunking, cave diving. And the first half of the movie is just outrageous. They get stuck in these like weird cave, the cave starts to break and they get stuck in these little tunnels. And then the second half is about these demon beings that come and try to attack them and kill them.
Now, the best horror movie of all time is The Shining.
Oh my God!
Oh, yeah,
it's The Shining, and that's it. And
he goes predictable.
Here's Johnny.
It's predictable, but it's fine because it's perfect. That's why they're never going to remake it. Like, it's just there. You don't have to touch it. Everybody understands and relates to it. Wonderful,
Steve. Another one for you. Sorority Row.
I have seen the Hostel movies, and I have seen I've seen The Shining, obviously.
Of course,
that's a classic.
Oh, the one best.
And I've seen most of the Saw movies.
That's fun.
Yeah. And I've even seen with the Shark Week, but that's not as violent as some of the...
No, that's more real. Fun.
Peter, that's real.
Peter on the other side of the glass just loves movies where limbs are being cut off.
Yeah. No, listen, and did you see Santa Jaws over the winter break?
Which one?
Santa Jaws.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, a shark swimming around with a big Santa Claus hat. Yeah. Of course. That makes sense.
Yeah. Do you think it would be fun to make these kinds of movies?
I think so. We should start doing that. We should start trying to plot, you know, before your show, do a little like a little trailer of something. We listen, we have Tom Izzo, who's still here today, right now. He could come up with something.
We can do like the Blair Witch Project. Remember the Blair Witch Project with the camera?
Yes.
And nobody knew after they saw it in the theater if it was real or not.
Right.
Like that was a big thing. Everyone, there was a lot of people that thought that actually happened.
And it didn't.
No, it did.
No,
it was the first ever, like, what was it? Movie where the people that had the handheld cameras, like, they actually.
Yes. Did. Yeah.
So that threw people off. They thought it was real because it had that kind of real feel to it.
I've seen it on cable, the cinema verite, right? Isn't that the expression?
Sure. I'm sure. It was just.
Maybe like film noir, that type of stuff.
Right.
You know, old Hollywood.
It looked visually awful, is basically what it came down to.
Yes. I've seen a little bit of it on cable. And I think at the very end, you actually see some people.
You see something, and then just as you're about to see, it's about to happen, like you're about to see this payoff,
right.
It just turns to blank. So.
That's right.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, when the three of us talk about movies, it's not like Gone with the Wind. It isn't like Three Faces of Eve. It's not like with Charlie Chaplin and Gold Rush, which was one of my father's favorite films, with the organ music in the theater. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.